Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 5th day of July 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. Now, we're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie via the digital group. Medium frequency and HF relays, 476 kHz as a trial transmission in Northwest VK7 by Brenton VK7 Hotel Papa. 1.860 MHz Graham VK7 GS, 3.670 Gary VK7 JGD, 7.140 Dale VK7 DG, 14.130 Ross VK7 ALH, 28.525 Mark VK7 FMAC, and locally in Hobart on UHF CB24, any takers? And HF CB24 with Luke. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday, 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT, and on UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. Now, EMCOM news. Protection of the emergency frequency following major earthquake in Venezuela. Following the major earthquake that struck near the coast of Venezuela on 24th of June 2026, amateur radio emergency communications have been activated to support disaster response as power and conventional communications remain disrupted. The IARU Region 3 has asked member societies to advise radio amateurs to avoid transmitting on 7.135. That's 7.135 megahertz whenever possible, as the frequency is being used by the Venezuelan Radio Club National Emergency Network for emergency traffic. All amateurs are requested to observe good operating practice, give priority to emergency communications, and support the international amateur radio community's efforts to assist those affected by the disaster. Thank you for your cooperation. And that's 73 is from Ajeng Aditya, YB1BTM, who is the chairperson for the IARU Region 3 Disaster Communications Committee. Now, the RAOTC broadcast for July 2026. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday, the 6th of July 2026 at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. This month, once again, a special mention is made of a VK7 amateur. This year, the RAOTC committee has presented the Stuart Day Award to Paul VK7ZAJ. Details are explained. Many would have heard the term Bravo Zulu used, but how many are you aware of its meaning or origin? All is revealed. As promised last month, there's an article on the Lidl power station, its history, and the intended replacement, which is to include a grid-scale battery. There is an impressive demonstration of recent digital voice mode known as RAID V1, which occupies a bandwidth of 1.5 kHz and offers a superior signal-to-noise ratio to SSB. Now, in April, an event called Antenna Palooza was held in Eastern Victoria, jointly run by the Peninsula Radio Clubs. This was the 10th year of the event, and the main theme was power. Listen at 8 p.m. Monday local time over the RAA VK7 RHT statewide network, or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream, or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. Audio stream is available on VK7RDR on 439.775 in the Dazzler range. The broadcast date again is Monday, July the 6th. Call callbacks will follow. Please call in if you are able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you miss the off-air broadcasts, you can still listen to audio files on the RAOTC website. And that's 73s from Peter, VK7PD. Now, the annual winter WIA VHF UHF field day was run over the weekend of 20th and 21st of June, and logs are now due, and only electronic logs are accepted unless some disability necessitates a paper log, which must be submitted as set out in the rules. The online VK contest log checker accepts logs from the weekend of the contest. Deadline for submissions is 14 days from the Sunday of the event, which is today, the 5th of July, 2026. 73's from Richard, VK7ZBX. Now, bookings are open for the Tassie Ham Econ Radio Conference. The countdown is on. This year's theme, Hack the Ether, Education, Ingenuity and Connection. It captures the spirit of amateur radio at its best, where experimentation, innovation and lifelong learning all come together. Humans have spent more than a century finding increasingly creative ways to throw signals through the air. This conference celebrates that tradition while looking firmly toward the future. Join amateurs, makers, educators, communicators and technical explorers from across Australia and the world for a fully catered weekend. The conference program is built around the four major streams: Hack the Mind, exploring education and learning futures; Hack the System, showcasing ingenuity and experimentation; Hack the Culture, focusing on community engagement and connection; and Hack the Future, examining leadership, purpose, and where amateur radio goes next. Tassie Ham Econ 2026 takes place on Sunday the 7th, Saturday the 7th, and Sunday the 8th of November 2026 at the iconic Sir Stanley Burbury Theatre on the UTAS Sandy Bay campus. Now, pre-conference and post-conference activities have also been planned, making it a full weekend of radio learning and networking. The preliminary program is now available and registrations are open via the conference website. 73 is from the conference organizing group. Oh, with the snow falling across the higher peaks of VK7, it hasn't stopped operators from getting out and activating WWFF, SOTA, POTA, LALOTA and IOTA. Angela, VK7 Alpha Mike Papa and Tony, VK7 Lima Tango Delta, managed to fit in two activations during the week. Their first was a SOTA activation from Johnson's Hill overlooking Kempton. After obtaining permission from the Landover, they set off on a frosty morning, tackling the steep climb through thick gorse to reach the summit. Operating on just 5 watts, they successfully activated the summit with 17 contacts across 20 and 40 metres. Their second activation took them to Clifton Beach Conservation Area, where they were spotted calling CQ on 15 and 40 metres. Al, VK7AN, and Peter, VK7ZPE, activated the Kate Reed Nature Recreation Area, covering approximately 120 hectares of remnant native vegetation and located below the Silver Dome on the outskirts of Launceston. The reserve provided an excellent setting for a park activation. Al and Peter were heard calling CQ on 40 metres. Well, enjoy the week ahead. Keep warm, and if you're feeling adventurous, why not activate a park or a summit while it's covered in snow? And that's 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. Now, the statewide SSTV nights. Well, a busy net night saw the following participants: VK7's AX, ZAB, TW, WOZ, EV, PAK, OO, ZCF, and ZBX, all sharing 75 photos. Now, the main themes were escaping to have a life after work. A big banana, merino sheep, spud, tractor, coffee pot, penguin, rocking horse, golden guitar, and axe. Dad jokes about Moses, Pharaoh's bones. Jones and Karl Marx's sister. Test instruments and an HDTV test broadcast, and other highlights were a 60th birthday Kraftwerk using the equation of life. Coffee is essential for life. Sailing ships, the Lady Nelson and Windward Bound, proof that Spirit 5 exists. A ham shack from the Netherlands, a GPS speedo in a 3D printed case. EME and ET, and 73s from When You Think There's No Hope Left. Again, Tony VK7AX, interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTB international gateway, and VK7's exchanged photos with PA3, EKI, PD5JOS, PD0WHH, PC1K, PA3BRB, and PA3MHV in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. And don't forget Ken, VK7KRJ's and Steve's VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmission on these pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you miss the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's websites or on the NTARC website under blogs. And that's 73s from Andre, VK7ZAB. Now, news from the Norths with the SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. Want more information? Contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73s from Al, VK7AN. Now, the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. After the recent Reist forum on hotspots and code plugs, quite a few digital rigs have been dusted off and checked over, with some even making an appearance at the club rooms on technical night. Colin, VK7ZCF, was amongst them. He discovered that his Retovis RT8 and RT90 were no longer accessing the repeater. A quick update of the code plugs brought both radios back to life and happily talking again. Alongside them was his older dual-band MMDVM hotspot, originally bought from eBay a few years ago. This one was a little less cooperative, reporting that its software was way out of date. The update went smoothly, and at first everything looked good, but results were mixed. Colin's transmissions were appearing on the hotspot dashboard, yet his call sign wasn't showing. Almost certainly just a small setting waiting to be tweaked, but time wasn't on our side, so it's now on the list for the next technical night to explore and sort out. Eric ZPE brought along something a little different. Not electronic, not radio related, but extremely handy for anyone who builds their own projects. I know, I've got one. A brand new Nut Riveter set. It's sold under the Topex brand, model TX082. If you're familiar with how a pop rivet works, you've already got most of the way there. But instead of a mandrel that snaps, imagine a threaded section at the base of the rivet. You screw the appropriate mandrel into the nut insert, squeeze the handles, and the insert is pulled tight, expanding its tubular body and locking firmly into the sheet metal. Unlike a pop rivet, this gives you a captive threaded nut that is perfect for situations where you want a bolt to go in cleanly without the nut spinning or wandering. And the set covers M3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 and 12 with 7 matching mandrels and a spanner for fitting them. It also includes 150 fluted nut inserts, the fluted type being far superior to smooth ones as they grip better and resist turning under normal torque. A very tidy kit with easy change mandrels all presented in a sturdy blow molded case. Our mid-year club get together at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill is coming together beautifully. A big thank you to everyone who booked early. It's given the venue a solid guide for catering. The Iron Horse team know how the club operates and have assured us they're very flexible. So if you decide at the last minute that you'd like to join in, even on the night itself, they'll be able to accommodate you without any fuss. We're looking forward to a relaxed, enjoyable evening together. As usual, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. You're listening to the VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, upcoming events. CW course every Wednesday night on 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7.30. And your CW coach for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. On-air test and technical gathering, Wednesday nights on 3.567 MHz from 7.30 PM. Club room technical night, the next session will be Wednesday, the 8th of July, and will commence at the usual time of 6.30 at the club room, Archer Street, Rochalie. Mid-year club get-together, Wednesday the 15th of July at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill, 6 o'clock for a 6.30 meal. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the club rooms. Time is from 10 till noon. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 PM on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's 73s from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the secretary for the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club. News from the South. Reist at the Astronomical Society of Tasmania Open Night. On Saturday the 27th of June, the skies cleared for the Astronomical Society of Tasmania's Open Night held at the Mount Pleasant Radio Telescope Observatory. More than 400 members of the public attended, exploring the wonders of the night sky and looking through the Society's telescopes at the moon, planets, star clusters, nebulae and galaxies. Richard, VK7ZBX, and Hayden, VK7HH, attended on behalf of Reist, which was invited to demonstrate amateur radio for the second year in a row. Now, Reist was placed right at the front door of the museum, a prime position and conveniently adjacent to the coffee van. On display was a fully functioning amateur satellite station using an ICOM IC9700, running G-Predict for Doppler correction, together with a handheld arrow antenna. Also on show was a 600mm dish on a portable EME station, also using an IC9700. Contacts were made via the ISS into VK2, VK3, VK4, VK7, and even ZL. Members of both AST and Reist, Lisa, VK7SGZ, and Bruce, VK7SKY, also made their first ever contacts via satellite. Members of the public watched in amazement, and some even spotted the ISS with the naked eye as it flew across the sky, calling out, "Point your antenna that way, there it is!" The night ended with both Richard and Hayden winning first and third prize, respectively, in the raffle. Reist extends its sincere thanks to the AST committee and the members for their hospitality and for the invitation to exhibit. 73s from Hayden, VK7HH. Now, July presentation night, amateur radio in men's sheds, community outreach through science, technology and connection. Now, last Wednesday evening, members of the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, Reist, enjoyed an inspiring presentation exploring how amateur radio can play a valuable role in men's sheds across Australia. Presented by Bob, VK7BS, the session highlighted how amateur radio offers an intellectual and social pathway for men who are interested in science, technology, electronics and communications, but may not be drawn to the traditional woodworking and metalworking activities often associated with men's sheds. Drawing on his own experiences, Bob outlined how, through trying to provide a structured electronics activity, failed, and it actually led to introducing amateur radio to the shed. Amateur radio training, hands-on projects and varied activities can foster lifelong learning build confidence and create meaningful social connections. The presentation also examined the practical requirements for establishing an amateur radio program within a men's shed, including management support, dedicated shack space, antennas, equipment, and regular activities to keep members engaged. With more than 1,200 men's sheds across Australia, Bob demonstrated how combining the social benefits of men's sheds with the hobby of hobbies creates a powerful opportunity to improve well-being, reduce social isolation, and introduce more people to amateur radio. The presentation received an enthusiastic response from those attending. A huge thank you to Bob, VK7BS, and the Channel Men's Shed team for sharing their story. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Now, this Wednesday forum night for July, we're trying something different. Thanks to our Discord devotees who suggested an open mic night. No, not the musical type, but the project experimental type. Amateur radio is often described as a hobby of hobbies. Whether your interests lie in operating, contesting, antennas, satellites, electronic software, emergency communications, astronomy, 3D printing, maker projects, photography, computing, restoration, or something completely different, there is usually a connection back to amateur radio. For this month's forum night, we're trying something a little different with an informal open mic evening. Members are invited to take the floor for up to 5 to 10 minutes and share something that interests them. It could be a project currently on a bench, a recent success or failure, an interesting piece of equipment, a technical topic, a contest experience, a citizen science project, or even another hobby that complements your amateur radio activities. This is not a formal presentation night, so no PowerPoint, and it's a little different from our usual WEGS forum nights. The aim is to give everyone an opportunity to share their interests with the wider group and perhaps discover some unexpected connections between members. What do you enjoy when you're not on the air? You may be surprised at the skills, experiences, and stories hidden within our memberships. Bring along your ideas, projects, photos, gadgets, or simply come along and enjoy an evening of sharing, learning, and good conversation. Who knows? You might even inspire someone else's next project. When? Wednesday the 8th of July from 7:30 p.m. Where? Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and it's streamed, and it's 73s from the Reist Committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, Wednesday Experimenters Group goes into recess for a fortnight, whilst we have the July presentation and forum nights. July 15th will be a social night with no program from the studio. So see you back in the studio on July the 22nd. 73's from Justin, VK7TW. Now, a huge thank you to Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. The Reist Committee would like to extend its heartfelt thanks to Reg Emmett, VK7KK, for his many years of educating, training, assessing, and inspiring countless amateur radio operators across Australia. Reg has decided to step back from active training and assessing to enjoy a well-earned break after an extraordinary contribution to the hobby. We estimate that Reg has been training radio operators for more than 50 years, both in the schools where he taught and through his volunteer work with WIA branches across Tasmania. Over those 5 decades, he has helped generations of people gain their amateur radio qualifications, sharing not only his knowledge but also his enthusiasm, patience, and encouragement. This is a remarkable achievement by any measure, and one that has left a lasting legacy for amateur radio in Tasmania. On behalf of everyone whose lives and amateur radio journey have been enriched by Reg's dedication, we thank you, Reg. Your contribution will long be remembered, and as of the 1st of July, Reg has handed over his learning facilitator role to Justin, VK7TW, who has very large shoes to fill. And that's 73's from the Reist Committee. Are you thinking about getting your amateur radio license or upgrading to the next level? Well, Reist continues to offer regular training and assessment days for all Australian amateur license levels. Standard, advanced and regulations assessments are held on alternate months, with the next session on Saturday the 25th of July, while the next foundation training and assessment day will be held on Saturday the 22nd of August 2026. So if you're planning to attend, please contact the learning organiser Justin VK7TW as soon as possible by emailing reist.assessor@gmail.com. Now, you'll also find the full training schedule on the Reist events page, along with a range of free learning resources, including the popular Foundation License Training video series on the Reist YouTube channel. To help build your confidence before assessment day, don't forget to try the Wireless Institute of Australia's online foundation trial exams, with links available in the text edition of this broadcast. So, whether you're taking your first step into amateur radio or upgrading your qualifications, the Reist training team is ready to help you succeed. 73's from Justin, VK7TW. Now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. The Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a negative 7 MHz, and in the South, VK7RAF, that's 146.650 with a negative 600 kHz, and a CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz to link the RAF North-South plus VK7AX international SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. And then there's the statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then the North-South digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q65-60B, with stations in Launceston transmitting on the odd minute and southern stations on the even minute. Don't forget the Reist 6-meter AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA WWFF group meetings Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 o'clock midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. The NTARC CW course every Wednesday night on 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7:30. Your coach for the evening is Nick VK7WW. That's me. On-air test and technical gathering also on Wednesday nights on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. Now, the technical night session is on Wednesday the 8th of July from 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rochalie, at Rochalie. The Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres. VK7 RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local. The Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX Net is on 144.190. VK7 events, Reist 8th of July, Forum Night, Hobby of Hobbies, Open Mic Night at the Queen Domains Club Rooms and Streamed. NTARC, 15th of July, Mid-Year Club Get Together and Meal, Iron Horse Bar and Grill at 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale, Launceston from 6 p.m. VK, 7th to the 8th of November, the Tassie Ham Econ Amateur Radio Convention at UTAS Sandy Bay. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, Newsreader, VK7PD. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NW WCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 meters, VK7GS. 80 meters, VK7ALH. 40 meters, VK7JGD. 20 meters, VK7TW. 10 meters, VK7DG. UHF CB24 and HF CB24. VK7 FMAC and Luke. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, the digital group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT, and UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the south. Got news, stories, or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to VK7ARNews@gmail.com by Friday 9 p.m. You can also join in the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 news team, this is Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.